Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Only you can to make all this world seem right.
It's Tony Williams of the Platters bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Stephen Gaffney. Stephen is the author of Honesty Sells, also Be a Change Champion, Mastering Momentum. Stephen, I need your website, please.
Yes, it's justbehonest.com. Justbehonest.com.
Go check it out. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Stephen Gaffney, thank you again for being here. We're talking about what we can learn from the mistakes, probably, that even from the winner of the presidential candidates. You know, as we went to the break, we talked about the fact, you know, to don't beat yourself. Get out of your own way. And, you know, there's so many examples of this where we seem to – I had a coach one time that used to say, you know, he'd say, if you can't help us, don't hurt us.
Yeah.
You know, so if you can't help yourself, don't hurt yourself, right? I mean, how many times do we all, whatever level of success or failure we have, it's because anything that held us back was more likely something we did to ourselves.
Yeah.
What's wrong? What's the deal, Stephen?
Yeah, I live in D.C., and the Washington Redskins teach us that every Sunday. they don't seem to learn that, but anyway.
Right.
But, you know, back to the echo chamber idea, I want to make sure I'm clear. It's not that I'm
And folks, when he says echo chamber, he's talking about where you don't get out of your little comfortable environment. You're happy behind your little paradigms of how things need to be. You're inside for the four walls of your business, and you don't get out where people can actually test you. Go ahead, Stephen.
Yeah, and here's the thing. And also, we got to listen to the message. So I've worked with a lot of CEOs, admirals, and generals, and the best ones actually make sure that they're hearing different voices. They get out of, they might have skip-level meetings. They might go out and talk to people, whatever. They make sure, but then they actually do something with that,
mm-hmm.
which is really critical. And I just want to make something clear, too, before we go for the break. I'm not siding with one candidate or the other because apparently Trump did the same thing. He kind of lived in his own echo chamber.
No, this is not about politics or policy. This is behaviors we're talking about.
Absolutely. And there's a third big lesson that we really need to draw, and that is never take results for granted. Never take results for granted. So when we look at this, I mean, by all practical accounts, everybody thought that Clinton was going to win, but it didn't happen. But here's what's interesting. If you look at the last week of the election, but before the election, Trump was all over. I think he did a lot more, and I might be wrong by this, but he did a lot more rallies and things.
There's no question about it.
And
he'd do two or three a day in different states.
Yeah, and he went to different places that everybody said was not possible to win at.
Right.
So, you know, always hindsight makes somebody look great or poor, but here's the thing. We just got to make sure we're constantly hustling. But here's what I'm really focused on. Never take positive results for granted either. So let's say our favorite customer, you cannot take them for granted.
They're going
to give you that big contract, and they just because they love you, you can never be satisfied with that. You have to constantly give them better service, improve things. So one of the things I found, I'm working on this on my new book about trends of successful businesses, and one of them is that the most successful businesses never take things for granted. They're never satisfied. They're never satisfied. So we live in a satisfied world of our business or an unsatisfied world. Unsatisfied is good because it makes you get better every single day.
Well, and let me explain what's going on in behind the scenes that should make you realize you've got to do what Steve is talking about. It is what I talk about when I talk about evolving customer expectations. See, the thing that's driving the marketplace these days is the much more rapidly evolving and changing customer expectations. There was a time, Stephen, back when you were a little baby and I was getting started in the marketplace, when a customer could tell you what they expected from you today, and it would be the same thing a year from now. You didn't have to check back with them much during the year. All you had to do was just give them the same thing they'd always wanted, right? Well, that's a trip down memory lane. It's not like that anymore. People, the same person who would let you sell to them without having a mobile site today won't let you do that tomorrow.
We have to constantly be working on things. And it's so true. We live in what I call the age of now or the age of impatience. People want results now, and they want it fast. So we've got to constantly be better and better. You know, I work with some of the top companies in the world, the top defense contractor, the number one hotel chain, the number one gold producer company in the world, and they're just never satisfied. It's so obvious by being around them why they're number one, because no matter, even though they're number one, it's like that old Avis commercial. We're number two, so we try harder. Mm-hmm. In the cases when you're number one, you got to act like you're number two.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah. What was it? Satchel Paige, the great black baseball player from the Negro League era. He said, when you're out in front, you don't look back. Somebody's going to be gaining on you. it's the truth. Hey, Stephen, I need your website, please.
Yeah, it's justbehonest.com. JustBeHonest.com.
And the new book called Be a Change Champion, is that the new one?
Yeah, Be a Change Champion. That probably would have predicted the election if people had read it.
If they just read it, all they got to do is pay attention to what my Brain Trust members say. So much of the world would be so much easier, wouldn't it, Stephen?
Absolutely.
Hey, Stephen, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me on your show,
too. Come back soon. Stephen Gaffney, right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blaxingame. I'll be right back.
Oh, Lord, stuck in low die again.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.